Well, we've got wind chills in the 20s and 30s below forecast for the next few days. And if you try to imagine not winter camping on purpose, but sleeping outside or spending the day outside in temperatures like this, it would be hard perhaps to figure out why anybody would want to do that. Deb Holman is a street outreach worker for CHUM and for HDC, and she joins us this morning to talk about some of the folks that she works with every day. Deb, good morning. It's so good to have you on the line with us.
Good morning, Lisa.
Not everyone chooses to take advantage of the shelters that are available. Sometimes it's a space issue, but sometimes people are struggling with other issues and they really don't want to come inside and stay at a shelter. Can you help us understand why that might be?
Mental illness, and then if people suffer from addiction issues, sometimes they can't come in because they're either intoxicated or under the influence of some drug. They may be kicked out for violence. And so some people are just sleeping outside in their cars or wherever they can.
So Ebenezer Scrooge said, you know, it was just the holiday time, and of course probably everybody read or watched A Christmas Carol, and Scrooge said, well, aren't there any workhouses? Why don't they go there? And the gentleman he was talking to said some would rather die than go there. There are some people, too, that have had bad experiences in shelters, and that's made them afraid to maybe go there.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. You know, there's some myths or, you know, possibly even truths about shelters that, you know, people might have their belongings stolen or they're not safe there. So people choose to not come for that reason as well.
So if the street outreach team is called and you let folks know on a regular basis, especially when the weather gets like this, that people need to call, if you see somebody or know somebody or suspect that somebody doesn't have a place to go, that they're staying or sleeping outside, you recommend that they call the outreach hotline number, which is 218-461-8505. And then the street outreach team sends somebody, frequently you, out to check on the person and offer them what assistance. What sorts of things can you offer these folks?
Well, we would try to get them to shelter. That would be the first choice in these temperatures. But if people aren't choosing to come in, we would just want them to know that we're available to help and, you know, make sure they have things like hats, gloves, hand warmers, maybe a few sleeping bags. Try to give people boots if they'll accept them. I do have one gentleman that with mental health issues that's sleeping out here, and he will not even accept a pair of boots. I tried to get him last night. Due to his mental health, he just thinks he's okay. And he's walking around with just basically indoor shoes out here this morning. And okay this morning.
And, of course, we've talked about this before. The laws are set up to protect people from having other people come and commit them maybe or whisk them away and lock them up against their will. But that also means that a person with addiction issues or with mental health issues can be free to put themselves in jeopardy. In a perfect world, Deb, in a perfect world, what would you be able to do with a person like this gentleman? What kind of, are there any options if in a perfect world that you could offer him?
Well, I mean, dreaming, it would be nice to just have kind of some kind of a walk-in warming center or something that a person could come to where there was no questions asked and they just could kind of hang out. But we don't have anything like that in Duluth, so the people that can't or won't come to shelter are just out here trying to survive.
And so there are some rules with shelter in the sense that you mentioned violence, you mentioned you frequently can't come to certain shelters if you're under the influence of chemicals. But in a perfect world, there might be some kind of shelter available either for a supported environment for people that are struggling and maybe not as many questions asked, some staff on hand to help.
Right. I mean, I don't think we ask a lot of questions at CHUM. However, just some people just can't stay in shelter settings. They just choose to stay outside, even when it's this cold. And it's very concerning.
So if people want to make donations of hats, gloves, sleeping bags, hand warmers, warm gear of any kind, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would call the CHUM office or just drop it off directly, or Loaves and Fishes in Duluth. We don't really like people calling the outreach line for donations. That's not what it's set up for.
Right. The outreach line is for people, but if you call CHUM, as Deb mentioned, or Loaves and Fishes, they'll find a way to help get some of the stuff to, they'll let you know what's there, and then you can help get that distributed to folks.
Yes, and then the Human Development Center office, the homeless project is in the basement of the Damiano. They accept stuff as well. Or the Damiano Center, who shares things with us.
So lots of different
weather type.
Lots of different options, but find that stuff, dig it out, and make a donation if you know you're not going to be using it. Deb,
thanks, Lisa.
And Deb, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Deb Holman is a street outreach worker for CHUM and HDC. She joined us this morning to talk about the work of the street outreach team. The outreach hotline, and this is for people. This is about people and getting people in touch with the outreach team. The number is 218-461-8505. If you know someone or you suspect that somebody's living or sleeping outside or they don't have any place to go, call that number, and the street outreach team will send somebody out to check on the person and offer them warm gear or other assistance. That number one more time, 218-461-8505. Otherwise, if you have donations of hats, gloves, blankets, sleeping bags, other warm weather gear, boots, you can contact HDC, you can contact the Damiano Center, and you can contact CHUM, and they'll let you know where to bring those donations.